happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's an interesting day. Yes, I've been kind of tongue-in-cheek making fun of the fact that it's International Women's Day, as did my last guest, Katie Pavlich, without any, she doesn't apologize for it at all. Because I think that we have gone down a road that is so far literally around the bend on some of this stuff. The term toxic masculinity is being thrown around all the time. In the last 24, 48 hours in the news cycle. And it's because of, we know why, the Me Too and the Time's Up and all this other stuff. But there's this real intense push to literally neutralize the effect of men in society. And it's one of those things that is catching the eye of several people. Tucker Carlson on Fox News has started a new series. And my next guest was telling me that she had seen some of it and has encouraged me to check it out. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I did see it.
Well, I was just going to ask. So when you hear the term toxic masculinity and the idea of like the International Day of Women and some of where the, you know, the Oscars were this last week and all of this, it seems like women are not just treated, you know, equally, but in many ways celebrated in the eyes of sometimes our children much more than what men are celebrated as. And is that causing problems for our young boys that we're trying to turn into good men?
You know, Kevin, I don't know the answer to that. What I do know is our boys are having a real difficult time. And it's not just a crisis of men, it's a crisis for boys. And today is really about asking questions. Maybe we don't have all the answers, but it's really thinking about what's going on.
Sure.
And when I was watching Tucker last night, there's so much turmoil and pain and sadness in the world of boys and young men. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, ourselves why. And when you hear toxic masculinity, I can't imagine for an adolescent or a young adult, a young boy, that that feels good to them. So some of Tucker's, you know, the stats that I heard the other night that were absolutely sobering, Kevin, is that 77% of all suicides are men, 90% of all prison inmates are men, mostly it's boys who are being medicated in school for ADD, ADHD, testosterone levels are down, competition is discouraged in school, we see that now all the time, and what I'm really concerned about is there's less recess in the schools, very often because of the Common Core standards and the Common Core curriculum, and boys need to move. They need that time more than anything, you know, for recess or to go to the gym, and that's what's being taken away in a lot of schools.
Yeah. So, one of the things that my 7-year-old does every day when he gets to the school ground, we just had a staffing with his team this last week. He has a little bit of time before the first period. He goes and he tries to jump on the trampoline or, run around the gym a couple of times or he needs to physically kind of get some of that energy out of him before he's ready to sit and open the book in that first class.
Without question. And that's so natural and so natural for a boy, for a man. And the fact that you recognize it as a dad is wonderful. Just wonderful. By the way, what I see and I'm concerned about is I don't know if it's something you're seeing, but on the commercials on television, more and more men are being increasingly shown as imbeciles or very ineffective, and I think that's a terrible role model for young boys.
Oh, there's no question. And not just on commercials, in mainstream characters of major shows. I mean, most dads now on TV are just thought of to be as complete idiots.
Okay, so think about our boys. Think about young men who are looking for role models, and they're looking at the culture in movies, TV, and what do they see? If that's a reflection of themselves, that's not going to make them feel very good about themselves. I also think divorce, Kevin, which is more and more commonplace, you know, in the culture.
Right.
Girls can express how they're feeling more easily than most boys. That's a major difference between boys and girls. And so I think that there are boys there in tremendous psychic pain when there's a divorce or a separation, and they're unable to express it as easily as girls, and I think that causes even more problems. So we've got a lot of things here that to really help our young boys with. And so here are some suggestions.
Okay.
One, just exactly what you said, provide tons of outlets for high activity for your child, whether it's before school, on the weekend, after school. Boys need activity. And when it's taken away in a classroom, that's problematic for boys. Also, you want to help boys develop an emotional vocabulary so they can better express how they're feeling. And by the way, Kevin, boys are not usually comfortable when you ask them the question, how are you feeling?
Right.
Right? A better way to phrase it would be, what do you think? What would you like to see, or how would you like to see the situation improve? Or why do you think you're so angry? Or what do you think we could do too? But to just look at a young boy and say, how are you feeling?
Right.
Is not going to get you where you want to go.
It's very counterintuitive because boys are very strategic, and so they're constantly thinking of strategy and of game plan and of action steps and of, I mean, you don't have to teach boys these things. That's just who they are.
Natural, yes. Problem solving, consultant, yes, yes, yes. And that's what you want to build on. So I just, after listening, you know, to this wonderful, I'm suggesting that everybody see if they can find it online. And view it, and it's just a wonderful series, and it really speaks to the inner life of boys. And I'm recommending a book, Raising Cain, Protecting the Emotional Life of Boys by Dr. Michael Thompson, filled with just great information.
Well, it sounds very practical, and I think that you're spot on, Shelley. In fact, I feel so strongly about the need to grow healthier boys that of the three books that I wrote, my center one was not about politics. It was about the idea of how to develop habits and pair them with character traits for young men. And it was kind of written as a guide for parents, but single moms really got a lot out of it, because when you don't have a dad around, there's that need to have those things emulated and kind of sewn into your kids' lives. And it was called The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. Friends, you can still look that up on Amazon.com as well. And, of course, the one that Shelley just recommended, Raising Cain, Protecting the Emotional Life of Boys by Dr. Michael Thompson. Shelley Goldberg, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.